Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
Over the past couple of months, as we have made our way through the first 56 verses of Psalm 119, we have seen how the psalmist has focused his attention on the Word of God in order to find help and to find strength in the midst of his difficulties. How he has laid hold of the truth of the Word in order to find comfort and assurance, even in the midst of his affliction. But as we come to the eighth section of this psalm, as we come to verse 57 through verse 64, we see that the psalmist wants to lay hold of God himself. And though perhaps he comes with fear, with trembling in his heart, still, he comes before the God of the universe in order to humbly seek his face. And this eighth section of this psalm is entitled Het in Hebrew, the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, a word that describes the name of God, the God before whom we stand, the God before whom we tremble, the God before whom we lose our strength and we collapse because we are paralyzed with fear, because we are in awe of him. But today, that perspective is not very popular, is it? Today, it seems that we have lost that sense of the wonder and of the majesty of God. And we have, to a certain extent, created a God of our own imagination, a God that we can fit into our lives, a God we can fit into our lifestyle without changing our lives very much at all. That was not true of the psalmist. And so in verse 57, he testifies to the truth of God and to his relationship with God. And he says, "The Lord is my portion." Chelek in Hebrew. He is my inheritance. He is my reward. He fills up the cup of my blessing to overflowing. There is no one like him in heaven or on earth. He is a treasure of infinite value. And I have chosen him because he has first chosen me and drawn me to himself. I am his, and he is mine, and nothing can separate me from him. And he is sufficient in all things, in all of the seasons of my life. And even if I lose everyone, even if I lose everything on this earth, the Lord is still my portion forever. And so, I have promised, he says, Amer in Hebrew, I am committed to keep your words to me, O Lord, to do what you say to do. As Jesus himself said in John 14, 23, if anyone truly loves me, then he will keep my word. And so, as those who belong to Jesus Christ, it is our desire to be obedient to him and to his word. And this is certainly compelling evidence that we do love Jesus Christ, isn't it? That we truly do belong to him. For how can we say that we love him if we do not follow him in obedience to him? And so the psalmist cries out in verse 58, Lord, I have sought your favor, panem in Hebrew. I have longed for your face to shine upon me with all of my heart. I long for you to smile upon me as I come before you in prayer. Lord, be gracious to me. Hanan in Hebrew. Show compassion to me, for you are a God of great mercy according to the truth of your word. So I rest in that truth. But the psalmist adds in verse 59, as I diligently looked at your word, and I carefully considered my ways, hashev in Hebrew, as I did an evaluation of my life and took an inventory, and I thought in detail about my life, I realized something. I realized that some changes needed to be made in my life. And so I quickly took action. I made a rapid response to your word. And I turned my feet away from the error of my ways. And I wept and I mourned because of my disobedience to your word. How I had wandered off the path of life. And so I turned to your testimonies. I turned to your word, to your instruction to me. And I confessed my sin and my error before you. And I hastened to set things right. I ran to you. And I did not delay. I did not hesitate to keep your commandments as the only way to live my life, as my standard of behavior, despite what other people may say, despite what other people may do, people who are all around me. If we delay in turning from our sin, if we linger there in our sin, when we know that it is sin, then we are inviting God to correct us. And some of you know what I'm talking about. Because some of us have felt the weight of that correction in our lives over the years. There is a line that has been drawn in the sand. And here is that line. There are those who seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to him and to his word and who truly belong to him. And then there are those who refuse to follow him. Refuse to follow his word. Who reject him as their Lord and Savior. And really, the question is this. On what side of that line do you stand today? And it is a fact. Perhaps it is obvious. Obvious as we look all around us, that the ungodly grow worse and worse and perhaps more numerous with each passing day. So where do you stand? So the psalmist notes this in verse 61, and he says, the cords of the wicked, their attempts to bind me grow worse and worse with each day. They have banded together and they have encircled me, coming at me from every side, from every angle, from every direction. Well, we know how that feels, don't we? But still, the psalmist says, I have not forgotten your law. I remember the way in which I should go according to your word. So in the quietness of the night, even at midnight, he says in verse 62, while others are still asleep, I rise up and I give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances, because of your divine standards of behavior. My night becomes like day when I think about you and when I think about your word to me. And so, like the angels in heaven who worship around the throne of God day and night, if we truly belong to Jesus Christ, then we will desire to worship him all of the time. And we will desire to be with those who worship him, with those who are like-minded, those who seek to worship him with all of their heart, though they may be few in number. So in verse 63, the psalmist says, I am a companion, haver, in Hebrew. I am united with all those who fear you, yare, in Hebrew. I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to be seen with those who show reverence for you and who desire to obey your word, walk in the fear of the Lord. They're my companions. They are my true family, those who keep your precepts. A man or a woman is known by the company that he keeps. We've all heard that expression. We sometimes say, birds of a feather flock together. And so, even if we must stand alone or stand with only a few, the psalmist says in verse 64, here is my perspective. The earth is full, malach in Hebrew. It overflows with your loving kindness. Hesed in Hebrew, with your unchanging love. So Lord, I choose to stand with you. So Lord, teach me, lead me, guide me, correct me according to your statutes. Guide me in the way that I need to go. So wherever I go, in the heights or in the depths of this earth, you, Lord, are there. You, Lord, will take me all the way home to glory in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell. pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.